Coach Dan McDonald, Tyler Fitzgerald, Reed Dutmers.
Okay, Coach, go ahead and open.
Oh, man, we played well. First time through the lineup, you could tell it's going to be really tough. And there's a reason that guy's conference pitcher of the year. And fortunately, second time through the lineup, we were able to get to him. And just give a lot of credit to my hitters. They're really good. And we faced a lot of tough left-handed pitchers, this last month. So we've got good hitters and just feel like they're probably just getting better. And then, of course, Reed did a great job. We always say it doesn't matter what the score is, man. You're going against a really good lineup and a really good team. So on all three fronts, we get a great start from Reed. We make plays on the field, and offensively, we had a good day.
Open up for the players, please.
Tyler, that first time through the lineup, you guys have struggled to hit, especially left-handers last month. Do you think about that at all as you're going through that first three innings?
No, it's a new game, and then going through the first three innings, that pitcher's a stud. He came out here and he got hit us off balance, especially when you get the two strikes with that kid. He has 140-something strikeouts for a reason. He's got good off-speed pitches, and second time through the lineup, we were just able to jump on the mistakes he was throwing early instead of getting the two strikes, and we were able to capitalize on some of his missed pitches.
Tyler, does that become contagious? When Logan got that hit, it seemed like everybody got energy.
Yeah, it's something that I say a lot. It's just a contagious thing. When our lineup gets going, it just rolls, man. And top to the bottom, when one guy steps up and gets a big hit like Oriente, there's really no stopping us. So it was nice to get those runs there early.
Tyler, you were pretty pumped up after you brought Logan home to start the game. How much do you feel like just the energy, you talked about hitting contagious, just the energy that started from that kind of got everything going as well?
Yeah, I think it's big to jump on them early. They're a good team, so to get that energy first and to get that momentum first is important in games like this. So just to be able to come through for my team, obviously I was pumped up and had a rough weekend last weekend, but just trying not to do too much, come through for my team today, and I just let the emotions just run out of me, and it felt amazing.
Danny, your hit, just kind of take us through that, because it ended up being not really forgotten, but you put up so many more runs, but that was a huge hit at the time.
First at bat, thought I saw him pretty well, but he has that good breaking ball that I knew. I honestly don't know what I hit, but kind of just tried to put a good swing on it, kind of placed it well, was lucky with that, and that's big when the base is all loaded, and just kind of pumps up the team and gets people going, get our momentum.
Reed, how difficult was it to pitch to this ECU lineup?
They're a good hitting team. They're just fouling everything off, and I just had to make good pitches. And they're still capitalizing on a lot of my pitches, and they're just thankfully the wind was blowing in a little bit, and the balls were just floating in the air. But, yeah, they're pretty good.
Reed, you had two big strikeouts, one in the first, one in the third there with runners on. But then once you get the lead, talk about what was it a little more of a relief when you get a four-run lead and then it's an eight-run lead or nine?
It's always nice pitching with a lead, but you got to have that mentality of just going out there every inning and acting like it's 0-0 still.
Tyler, what do you see as the difference in this offense since the ACC tournament? What's changed?
Nothing's really changed. It's baseball. It is what it is. You can have the highs of the highs and lows of the lows. And just like I said, it's contagious, and sometimes it's a lack of focus, sometimes it's trying to do too much. But we had a good week of practice, a short week of practice, but a good week of practice, and we came out here and we knew what we were facing today, and we were just able to execute the second time, third time through the lineup, really.
You batted around in both the fourth and the fifth. When you're going through a period like that and everybody's getting on, what is the dynamic among the players? Is there much conversation? Is everybody just running up to the plate?
I think everyone's just kind of anxious to get up there to the plate. You just want to come through for your team. And when everyone feels like when everyone's getting sent up there and coming through, having good at-bats, it's just tough to beat us that way. So we were able to put a good couple innings there together.
Reed, for at least a day, you were the national strikeout leader. Ethan Small will probably pass you at their regional. Does that mean anything to you? I know going forward as the tournament progresses.
I try not thinking about it. I mean, yeah, it's cool, but I have other stuff to worry about right now. And, I mean, I'm just going out there and trying to help my team the best I can.
Danny, how do you guys keep this focus and mindset moving into tomorrow?
I think just playing for each other. I mean, you're limited with these guys that we have left. I mean, I was thinking about this other day. These are the last few games that we have with Fitz and Snyder and Wyatt, guys like that. And you kind of just got to realize that and take these last few games and just realize, you know, this might be the last time we're playing with each other. Just play for each other. Have fun.
So you're the only one with the red hair, and how did that come about? With a big game, is somebody else going to join you now?
I have no clue. I did it last night, so it was kind of an impulse decision.
Reed, what was your general approach to their lefties? They kind of carry that lineup.
I mean, I just want to hit my spots. I struggled to hit my spots early in the game, so I was just trying to work in and out and then occasionally up and down and just hope for the best.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Back to Dan.
Dan, you talk about it all the time, becoming contagious, and it kind of did there in those two innings.
Yeah, I mean, Wyatt's at bat and Fitz, and no doubt just got everybody excited. And, you know, it's we talk a lot about faith and trust. And until you see somebody do it, you know you're facing a phenomenal pitcher, and he goes through our lineup pretty easy the first time. You know, Wyatt banged the ball, and then Fitz banged the ball. And that, you know, that just gets everybody to believe. You got to, you know, when you see it, boy, it's a lot more of a reality. And so, you know, guys just locked in and put together a lot of good at-bats.
Do you see a difference in the approach between the first time around and the second?
I'm sure just being a little more comfortable that you've seen them one time. I don't know if you're super comfortable against them, but at least you saw them one time. You know, Fitz saw the breaking ball and chased some balls down. And, you know, our hitters do a good job of talking. They always talk to each other. And I think you look at Lucas Dunn. It hasn't been great the last couple of weeks, but like Danny said, he doesn't make it about himself. I mean, he's the first guy talking to the hitters, what he saw. You know, this is a really good hitting team. These guys work their tail off. They take a lot of pride in it, and they got a lot of respect, you know, for the pitchers that we're facing. So they really learn from each other. They talk to each other. The righties want to talk to the righties. The lefties want to talk to the lefties, and it's fun. It's fun to see them just not make it about themselves and try to help their teammates.
As much offense as you produced this year, did you have any concerns that what happened at the ACC might carry over?
No, just doing this a long time and just have a lot of history of not just myself, really just studying college baseball. There's been many, many teams that haven't played well in their conference tournament. I mean, I don't think these guys played great in their conference tournament, but here they are in a super regional. You know, it's just conference tournament's a weird animal. You know, you're facing teams you've already faced during the year. It starts on a Tuesday. It's just a different week. You know, so the longer you do this, the more you learn to not overanalyze it and don't panic and turn the page, and you look forward to seeing teams from other conferences, really. I mean, you know, seeing some new faces and new players and kids from different parts of the country, you know, so it makes the postseason kind of a refresh, a restart, reboot, and here we go.
Coach, you get some guys in that dugout who are always pretty energized, but during that fourth, fifth inning when you guys were batting around, just what was that dugout like?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's a pretty high energy dugout. You know, I'm gonna try to be careful with my adjectives here. I mean, they're just excited. I mean, they're really excited. And you know, we seem to get a warning or two every once in a while, you know, for good reasons. They're just getting a little overexcited and getting a little too close to the field and feel the play. And this is college baseball. I mean, you know, when you watch the big leagues and you see how those guys act in the postseason, man, I always say, you know, and I got a lot of respect for the big leaguers, but when you watch the postseason, man, they play like college kids, you know. And I get it. They play 162 games. So, but college, you know, our kids play like this most of the time, but especially in the postseason. And you see all across the country kind of the antics and the things going on in the dugout and keeping guys loose. And just like Danny said, let them have fun.
Dan, with in the first and the third, Reed had maybe not perfect, but he had runners on and he got those two strikeouts. Kind of set the tone, did it not, for you guys to get out of those kind of mini jams?
So we talk about that a lot, that, you know, the momentum doesn't always have to come from the offense. The momentum can come from the defense. It can come from the pitcher. That was big because, you know, you could tell that their philosophy, they you know, Packard hits the first ball. I mean, they're ready to swing. They're ready to hit. Taking pitches against Reed, you know, could help you once in a while, but if he's throwing strikes, you got to be aggressive against him. And I thought they had a really good approach and thought their lefties were taking good swings against him. And but, you know, great pitchers have to make pitches. We talk about that all the time. You got to get off the field with two outs. And Reed did that. And if you remember last week, we sat in here, and, man, Reed was – he had taken it pretty hard and taken a lot of the responsibility, you know, for losing that 1-0-1-0 game. And I remember thinking, you know, if we score eight runs, you know, he gives up four and he has 11 strikeouts and three hits and he's, you know, he's his normal hero. But when we only scored two runs, man, he took a lot of that responsibility losing that game. That's what the great ones do, too. And you talk about the postseason, and you talk about postseason baseball with the big leaguers, they'll tell you, man, if you give up more than three runs, you're not supposed to win when it gets down to that time of the year. So I was really impressed as to how Reed was so accountable last week and just really took the responsibility that he didn't pitch well enough in a 1-0-1-0 game. And so I you could tell he was chomping at the bit to get back out there and help these guys win.
Do you have any idea who you're going to throw out there tomorrow?
No, I mean, I'm, you know, Miller or Bennett, you know, I'll go talk to Coach Williams. And, you know, the good thing is we feel like they're both fresh and both ready to go. And we're in a good spot right now.
You mentioned this dugout with as high energy as they are. Does it make it a little bit more difficult to get them to focus, especially with a game tomorrow where a win will send them to Omaha?
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about their focus. We're not, you know, for a program that talks a lot about Omaha, it's not worth talking about now. You know, enjoy the Super Regionals, man. This is fun. You know, like Danny said, and it's fun for the fans and. You know, we say it a lot, just be where your feet are, just play the game. We talk about being humble and hungry, just that they're mature enough to know doesn't matter what happened today, win, lose, win big, lose big, win by a little, lose by a little. You just, baseball, you just got to turn the page and show up ready to play tomorrow.
Is it difficult when you win a game with such a big margin to convince everybody that, hey, it's a new day? Because the Pirate kids right now are trying to flush it and trying to get –
Yeah.
What kind of effort do you think you'll see tomorrow?
I just think this time of the year, you know, these teams are too good. They're too deserving. Obviously, everybody's got talent, but ECU showed a lot of toughness last weekend like we did. So I don't worry about those type of things. I think they'll show up ready to compete tomorrow and play, and we'll do the same.
Is either the 1-0 lead or the weather forecast influence your pitching decision?
No, I mean, again, I think we're always – you have to be smart. I mean, you can't start a game unless you feel like you're going to get a couple hours in, and you never want to do that to starting pitchers. So, but that's not going to make our decision. For me, it's a comforting feeling. We practice in this. We scrimmage in this. We play in this a lot. So the rain's not going to bother us one bit.
This was Tyler's first career four-hit game. When he's going, how does that impact your mind?
There are many days, you know, where you feel like he's the best player on the field, you know, and a day like today, he shows that just with his defense and his leadership, hitting the three-hole in our lineup, you know, just doesn't surprise me at all. Sean mentioned that in the postgame radio. This was his first four-hit game, and so then I'm assuming he's probably had a lot of three-hit games because he's such a good player. It just shows the balance in our lineup, and a lot of guys contributed today.
As a team captain, when he comes in here, he talks about the contagious in the lineup. What's he like when he's behind closed doors with the players? Does he take that leadership role? And
yeah, I mean, they voted him team captain. He's just well respected, and he played a lot as a freshman on that World Series team, and I've always. We talk a lot about Benelis and young kids that are professional. That was Fitz when Fitz was a freshman. I mean, he comes from a baseball family, and his older brother and his dad, played pro ball. And he was very mature when he got here, very businesslike. And, one of those guys we say punches the clock. And, for 3 years, I don't take that for granted. It's not easy to do. So it's good to see him get rewarded because he deserves it.
Not only were you able to, obviously Reed gave you good enough to give the bullpen a little relief, but Schmelz was really good there, especially in the last inning.
Yeah, we don't, again, it doesn't matter what the score is. It doesn't matter that they got some younger guys in the line. They made a lot of substitutions, played some younger guys. I mean, these are quality programs with a lot of good players, and, for Schmelz to do what he did was big. He's been pitching really well the last month, and I thought they had, they had a couple good at-bats against them, just finding some holes and moving the baseball because that's a different delivery and a different slot and release point. So, I know Raj and, how much pride he takes in that pitching staff. I mean, yeah, he's real pleased with Schmelz.
Last one. Maybe not. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks.